Captain June, I think you should reconsider. Though Luke spoke more forcefully, he resisted the temptation to tell Saba to take control of the XR-808G. The dart ships began to stream toward the XR-808G, bleeding a swath of orange rocket flame through Koribu's shadow.
June, get out of there now!
Han's voice made the comm speakers pop.
Time to cut and run or you're fired!
June was already swinging around, but the dart ships put on a burst of speed and shot across the last few kilometers in an eye blink, engulfing the XR-808G in a whirling cloud of rocket light and splinter-shaped hulls. Luke felt a sudden spike of Celestine fear and bearable anger, then bursts of silver light began to erupt around the transport.
We'll take this one, Shadow,
Leia calmed.
Hang here and cover our stern.
Copy. Luke was just as worried about Han and Leia as he was about June and Saba. Just be as fast as you can.
Check that, Mara said. I think you're scaring them off.
Luke glanced at his tactical display and saw that the dart ships were swinging away from the XR-808G, leaving the Falcon a clear path to rescue June, Tarfang, and Saba.
Maybe those guys aren't as homicidal as we thought, Luke said. Could this be a communications problem?
It wasn't a communications problem when that tower fell, Mara said. And I don't like the way those dart ship pilots feel.
Shadowy, Luke agreed. Like they're hiding in the Force.
The dart ships hooked around and began a ferocious acceleration on a course opposite the Falcons, back toward the pitch blackness of Koribu's Umbra.
They're sure in a hurry, Luke said.
By the time the Falcon's tractor beam had caught hold of the XR-808G, a 2 kilometer gap had opened between the two sets of dart ships. The swarms continued to accelerate toward the planet's Umbra until the faster one was past the shadow. Then both groups pivoted around and came shooting back for a flank attack.
Look sharp, Luke warned. They're coming back for us.
The Falcon began to accelerate, but hardly with her usual speed. She was dragging the XR-808G along, dragging it in slowly because the two transports were so close in size. Working any faster, Luke knew, meant risking the tractor beam's grasp or smashing the derelict into the Falcon. The dart ships continued to close, and it quickly grew apparent the Falcon could not outrun them without setting the XR-808G adrift. Luke started to suggest that they let June, Tarfang, and Saba go EV so the Shadow could pick them up on the way past, but the slow swarm suddenly stopped and began to form a wall between the Shadow and the Falcon. The second, faster swarm continued to pursue the Shadow from behind.
This doesn't look good, Mara said. They drew us in. I'm ashamed.
They're going to a lot of trouble to get us, Luke said. What I want to know is why. R2-D2 tweeted an announcement. The Shadow lacked enough current velocity to escape unscathed. No matter which way they turned, the fast swarm would have a 30-second window of attack, and that assumed the Shadow suffered no damage to her drive units. Nana's voice came over the intercom.
Shall I take Ben to the docking bay?
Not yet, Mara said.
I really think you should take Ben and flee in the Stealth X, Master Skywalker. The Shadow's odds of survival are...
Certain,
Mara growled. Her gaze slid across the mirrored canopy toward Luke.
Right?
Right, Luke said. They had rehearsed just this situation many times.
We're fine,